Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Jared Wirtz, Executive Director for the Western Area Water Supply Authority. Start off by just talking a little bit about the beginning of WAS and just how this thing came about.
Yeah, you know, WAS was really brought together by a group of entities that were looking for a better solution to meet their water needs. We had a region up here that doesn't really have that great a groundwater quality, lacking in some quantity as well. So we have this huge Missouri River, this huge source running right next to us and through us. And it was really looked at by McKenzie and Williams County of how to get more water out into their areas. Communities like Watford had a very aged water plant and were looking at building their own reverse osmosis plant at the time. And there was a study done. It was conducted by the Garrison Diversion Conservancy District to look at, you know, is it cheaper to build and replace water plants in these communities, or is it better to be a regional system and come out of one plant that already exists, that being the Williston Water Treatment Plant that had been there for quite some time. And when they did the study, you know, which is a non-biased thing, it's done by the state and by that district that looked at it, and they looked at the plan and the concept, and they said, you know what, you're better off long-term to do a regional system and build transmission lines that network from that plant. And, you know, we all think it's a great idea in North Dakota, I think, to take advantage of that resource that we have right in our backyard and lay claim to it and get as much water as we can to benefit our state. So that's kind of when the decision was made to team up as a group, and instead of trying to people get funding on their own, we might as well go as one common voice. So that's when the plan kind of started. We went to that first session in 2011 as the group that you've mentioned other podcasts, the City of Williston, Williams Rural Water, McKenzie County Rural Water, Burke Divide, and R&T Water Supply Association. Those entities were kind of individuals down there requesting money to get this project started. You know, the first thing that needed to be done was expand the Williston Water Plant. In addition to that, we needed to get transmission lines built down to Watford City, over to Ray, as they were getting shortages as well. And keep in mind, this is in 2011 when it's really busy up in the Stanley, Ray, Tioga areas. Williston, Watford City is just starting to get a lot of activity down here. So things had to happen quick. We didn't have a lot of time if we wanted to sustain the population growth that we were seeing. So the legislature did decide at that time, and I want to make clear on this, it's not taxpayer money that we were using. It wasn't general fund money. The Water Resources Trust Fund is funded by 20% of the oil and gas tax revenues that the state brings in. And that fund goes to do water projects all across the state, whether it be flood control projects, rural water projects, regional projects, water plants, things like that come out of there. So the state was pretty tight with money at the time because we were just starting to ramp up and get a lot of production going. And there were so many needs across the state. As you know, Fargo has flood control needs, Minot. Those are huge, millions and millions of dollars of projects. So they had to look and get creative. And that was in the business plan that went with this, yes. Does sell industrial water to the oil fields, and at that time there was not a lot of supply out there, and like Mr. Harms had alluded to, public sector was taking care of about 20% of that market, and that's the business plan that we needed to maintain, was just to sustain that 20% of the market share, and the private could still have the 80%. So when we talk about coming in as a public agency and really trying to push private people out, that wasn't the plan. We knew that they had 80%. We just needed to sustain that 20% as things ramped up. So there was depots that were put in this initial plan, and the legislature did come away with that first session giving us $110 million in loans. And that's really what got the project started. They created the Western Area Water Supply Authority, got us on the ground and said, here's a pot of money. You guys get the project started, and we know you'll be back because this thing is growing. And it did. And yes, the original plan was around only $150 million, we thought. But when we started building this thing, you know, there was a lot more growth that came about because of the number of the wells that were being drilled at the time. And I think at one time there was only supposed to be 10 to 20,000 wells drilled in Western North Dakota. And that number is up to almost 60,000 now. So that's what this is all driven on. It's just population, and we have to meet those needs. So within just a short amount of time, we were able to get water to Watford City, brought them a new source where they can continue to grow. You had a community there that went from around 1,500 people And we're currently at 8,000 to 9,000. So it's things like that that the people don't really understand sometimes and don't get the full story on. But those are success stories. I don't think there's anybody in Watford City or very few that would ever say that, you know, they would want their old water source back because it was very bad water. It wasn't a good source. It was non-reliable. And now we have a good quality source of water here in Watford, and same thing up north.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jared Wirtz, Executive Director for the Western Area Water Supply Authority, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. All the memories come falling down on me every time I roll back to town. The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. Picture on my cell phone of the wide open prairie out by my grandma's house. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. All the memories come falling down on me every time. And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oilfield Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week. Falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. Take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.